الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again to another episode of our silsila, A Heart at Peace. In this silsila, we learn about the concept of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Zikrullah. Remembering Allah azza wa jal, and how this zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads to the tranquility and the peace of our hearts. In our previous episode, we looked at the verse of the Quran which states that tranquility, contentment and peace of the hearts is attained by means of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we talked in detail about how this is, and about how in this day and age, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so important for us as Muslims, as believers, to adopt, so that we can become free from the worries and concerns which are found in our hearts and minds. Insha'Allah azza wa jal, in today's episode, we'll be looking in further detail at the concept of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the concept of dhikrullah azza wa jal, in the light of the Holy Quran and the ahadith, the blessed narrations of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Before we move on to our topic, let's share a beautiful narration regarding the virtue of reciting salawat, peace and blessings, upon our noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. It's reported, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "The closest of people to me on the Day of Judgment will be the one who recited the most Durood Sharif upon me, the one who recited the most Salawat upon me." From this hadith we learn that if we want closeness, if we want nearness to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the Day of Judgment, when he alayhi salatu wasalam will be the greatest intercessor, then to attain that closeness and that nearness, we must recite Durood Sharif, recite peace and blessings upon the best of all creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. So the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is one of the essential aspects of our deen. And those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have a great number of virtues and blessings reported about them in the ahadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and moreover, in the Holy Qur'an itself. So does the Qur'an talk about the dhakirin? Does the Holy Qur'an mention those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The answer is yes. In the Holy Qur'an, verse number 35 of Surah Al-Ahzab, we see that this verse, the background of this verse, the reason for the revelation of this verse, is that Sayyidatuna Asma bint Umays radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she had migrated to Abyssinia. She had done hijrah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with her husband Sayyiduna Ja'far radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So they returned from their migration, and when she returned, she asked the blessed wives of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mothers of the believers, if anything had been revealed in the Holy Qur'an about women. She said that the verses that had been revealed up to that point seemed as if they were only praising men. And the same question was posed to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam as to whether any verses had been revealed about women in the Holy Qur'an, praising women in the Holy Qur'an. At this point, this verse, verse 35 of Surah Al-Ahzab, was revealed. And in this verse of the Holy Qur'an, 10 qualities were listed. 10 attributes, 10 qualities of Muslim males and Muslim females. So in this verse of the Qur'an, the qualities of the female believers were also mentioned. Subhanallah. From this we learn about the rights and the honor that Islam gives to women, and the status that women have in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That if men are pious, men adopt pious characteristics and qualities, they will attain reward. But also it is the same for women. If women adopt pious characteristics, pious qualities, which are listed in this verse, which we will share with you inshaAllah azawajal, then they too will be worthy of the same reward that the men will be worthy of.
إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقَاتِ وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.
Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, listing 10 qualities, 10 attributes, 10 characteristics of pious believers. The first, إن المسلمين والمسلمات. Indeed, those males and those females who submit themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The attribute of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والمؤمنين والمؤمنات. And those who believe, those who have conviction and certainty in the beliefs of Islam. Those who are males and those who are females. وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ Those males who are obedient and those females who are obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ And those males who are truthful and those females who are truthful. Truthful in intentions, truthful in words, and truthful in actions. وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ Those males who are patient and those females who are patient. The concept and the attribute of patience. وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ The sixth attribute, those who are humble in worship. The males who are humble in worship and the females who are humble in worship. وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقَاتِ The seventh attribute, the seventh quality, those males who spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal and those females who spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ Those males who fast for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal and those females who fast for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ And those who protect their modesty. Those males who protect the modesty of their private parts. And those females who protect their modesty. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ And those males who remember Allah Azza wa Jal, who perform the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal in abundance. And those females who perform the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal in abundance. The tenth and final quality was that of the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So in this verse, these 10 qualities were listed. And after this, at the end of the verse, Allah Azza wa Jal describes the reward that is in store for those who have these qualities. The first quality, the quality of Islam, submission. The second quality, the quality of Iman, the quality of belief. The third, the quality of obedience. The fourth, the quality of truthfulness. Number five, patience. Number six, the attribute of humbleness in worship. Number seven, the characteristics of spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Number eight, the quality and the attribute of fasting for the sake of Allah. Number nine, protecting their modesty. And number 10, remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. Those who have all of these qualities, those who remember Allah Azza wa Jal, they fast for the sake of Allah, they are humble, they spend in the way of Allah, they are truthful, their belief is strong, and all of the other attributes that we've heard. What is the reward for these individuals? Allah Azza wa Jal says, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared for them forgiveness and a great reward. Subhanallah. And we see that here, from the 10 attributes of those individuals, those pious males and pious females, for whom Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared forgiveness and a great reward, one category, one attribute and one quality was that of the dhakirin, those who remember Allah Azza wa Jal. From this, we gain a glimpse, an insight into the status of the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, the status and the virtue of those who are the dhakirin and the dhakirat, those who remember Allah Azza wa Jal. And the best of all examples, our noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who is our role model in every aspect of our lives, the greatest of all human beings ever to have graced this world with his presence. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was also a dhakir, one who would remember Allah Azza wa Jal. In fact, he was Sayyidul Dhakirin. He was the leader of all of those who performed the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. In one beautiful hadith, on the authority of Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she says,
كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يذكر الله تعالى على كل أحيانه. She says that the beloved messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم would remember Allah عز وجل, would perform dhikr of Allah عز وجل in every state and in every time, whether morning, evening, daytime, whether sitting, standing, lying down, in every time and in every state, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam would remain engrossed in the state of dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the state of remembering his Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this verse of the Quran and this beautiful hadith, this example of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, we learn about the virtue of those who remember Allah Azza wa Jal. And we gain inspiration. We gain inspiration so that we too can gain the enthusiasm and the passion to perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as for the verse which we recited from Surah Al-Ahzab, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam also referred to this verse in one beautiful hadith. It's mentioned in the hadith that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was passing by a particular area on his journeys. And on this journey, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam saw a particular mountain. And when the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this mountain, he described the mountain, he stated the name of the mountain, and then the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَبَقَ الْمُفَرِّدُونَ. Those who are the mufarridun, those who separate themselves, those who stay alone for the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, they have taken precedence. They have come first, they have won the race. Then those who were around him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا الْمُفَرِّدُونَ. What are the mufarridun? What are the attributes and the qualities of these mufarridun? Those who have taken precedence, those who have come first, those who have won the race. These mufarridun, what are their qualities? What are their attributes? How can we too become amongst them? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered and said beautifully, قَالَ, he said, the mufarridun, those who have come first, those who have won the race, these mufarridun, those who separate themselves and stay alone, they are الذاكرون الله كثيرا والذاكرات. They are those males who remember Allah Azza wa Jal in abundance, and those females who remember Allah Azza wa Jal in abundance. In the commentary of this hadith, in Mirqatul Mafatih, Imam Mullah Ali Al-Qari, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that those who remember Allah Azza wa Jal abundantly, those who come in the category of this hadith and this verse of the Quran, he says that those individuals are the ones who do not forget their Lord in any state, who are not heedless or negligent of Allah Azza wa Jal in any state. Those who worship Allah Azza wa Jal with sincerity. These are the characteristics of those who remember Allah Azza wa Jal in abundance. So we have to look into our lives and see if we are in this category or not. If we are, then we should thank Allah Azza wa Jal. We should do shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we are not, then we should try to embed these characteristics within ourselves, within our hearts, within our daily lives. What are these qualities? The first one, the one who abundantly remembers Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't forget his Lord in any state. The second, he worships Allah Azza wa Jal with sincerity. Number three, he is not dependent on creation. He stays independent of creation. Rather, he is only dependent on Allah Azza wa Jal. The next characteristic, the one who remembers Allah Azza wa Jal in abundance is somebody who remains in the state of reflection and gratitude at all times. And finally, the one who stays away from those who make him heedless from the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Moving on, looking at the ahadith which tell us the virtues of those who remember Allah Azza wa Jal. It's reported in Jami' al-Tirmidhi that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرِ أَعْمَالِكُمْ وَأَزْكَاهَا عِنْدَ مَلِيكِكُمْ وَأَرْفَعِهَا فِي دَرَجَاتِكُمْ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, shall I not inform you of the best of your actions and the most pure of your actions in the court of your Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal? وَأَرْفَعِهَا, and the most elevated of your actions, fi darajatikum, in terms of the raising of your ranks. Then the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued with the question and said, وَخَيْرٍ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِنْفَاقِ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ. And shall I not inform you of that deed which is greater and more rewarding and more virtuous than spending gold and silver in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave another comparison and said, shall I not inform you of that deed which is خَيْرٍ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَن تَلْقُوا عَدُوَّكُمْ فَتَضْرِبُوا أَعْنَاقَهُمْ وَيَضْرِبُوا أَعْنَاقَكُمْ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, shall I not inform you of that deed, that action, which is better for you than you meeting your enemy in war, in battle, in such a state that you attack the enemy and the enemy attacks you? The Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan, they were amazed. What is this great action? What is this deed which the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referring to as the best of actions, which the best of all creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referring to as the purest of all actions, as the most elevating of all actions, as an action which is better than spending gold and silver in the way of Allah azza wa jal, as an action which is better than fighting in jihad, striving in the path of Allah azza wa jal, fighting the enemies in the battlefield? The Sahaba kiram, they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bala. Oh, beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, please tell us. Please inform us about what this deed is. Subhanallah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Zikrullahi ta'ala. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is that deed, which according to this hadith, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is better than spending money, spending gold and silver in the path of Allah azza wa jal. Better than fighting in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal against the enemies of Islam. This is that deed which the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to as the best of all actions, the purest of all actions, the most elevating of all actions. Subhanallah. In the commentary of this hadith, it stated that since the one who fills the heart with dhikr, this causes shaitan to flee. This causes shaitan to run away from the heart. And this leads to the purity of the heart. This is why the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has such a high status amongst the actions which are recommended in Islam. Because if the heart is in a sound condition, if a person performs a dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rectifies his heart, purifies his heart, if the heart is in a sound condition, then the whole body follows suit. Then the whole body also becomes in a sound condition. As the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُدْغَى. Listen carefully. O believers, listen carefully. Indeed, within the body is a piece of flesh. إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. When that piece of flesh is sound, then the entire body is sound. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. And when that piece of flesh becomes corrupt, then the entire body becomes corrupt. أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, revealing what that piece of flesh is, listen carefully, that piece of flesh is indeed the heart. When the heart is sound, the rest of the body follows suit. And the rest of the body is also sound. When the heart is corrupt, then sins also begin to emanate from other parts of the body. This is why the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which purifies the heart, has such a high status, as we are hearing from the ahadith of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final part of this hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that dhikr is a greater act of worship, is more virtuous than fighting in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan rahimahullah says, the reason for this is because dhikr is a direct worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whereas jihad, fighting in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, this is an indirect worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, he says that dhikr is an act of the heart. One of the types of dhikr again is the dhikr of the heart. Because dhikr is happening from the heart, and jihad, fighting in the path of Allah, is happening from the limbs. Dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is more virtuous because the heart is the king of all of the limbs of the body. Furthermore, in jihad, in battling, in going into war for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, a person fights against disbelievers. A person battles against disbelievers. Whereas in dhikr, when a person remembers Allah Azza wa Jal, then his fight and his war is against the nafs and the shaitan. Therefore, dhikr is in fact al-jihadul akbar, the greatest jihad, the greatest war, the greatest struggle and the greatest battle. Because the war against shaitan and the war against the nafs is the war which every single Muslim needs to fight in order to safeguard his iman. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this we further gain an insight into the virtue of dhikr and the virtue of those who perform dhikr. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we've looked at the virtues of performing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the virtues of the dhakireen, those who engage themselves in the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal, in the light of the Holy Quran and the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We learnt that performing dhikr of Allah azza wa jal is one of the 10 attributes which have been mentioned in the verse of the Holy Quran, the 10 attributes for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept forgiveness and a great reward in store for those who adopt these attributes. Furthermore, we learnt about how the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam praised dhikr and mentioned its virtue in terms of it being the greatest of actions, the most elevating of actions, and the purest of actions. And we also learnt about how the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam compared dhikr, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to spending gold and silver in the path of Allah Almighty. And how he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam compared remembrance of Allah azza wa jal with fighting in the path of Allah azza wa jal. And how he declared and informed the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan that the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal is more virtuous than these other acts of worship. Insha'Allah azza wa jal, in our next episode, we'll continue with the same topic, talking about the virtues of dhikr and the virtues of the people of dhikr, the virtues of those who are constantly in a state of remembrance of Allah azza wa jal. Insha'Allah azza wa jal, in our next episode, stay tuned, because we'll be discussing how the one who performs the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal, how his time of death approaches. How at the time of death, he is aided by Allah azza wa jal. Insha'Allah azza wa jal, we will also be learning about how the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal can protect a person from the fire of hell, as well as many, many other virtues from the Holy Quran and the Hadith. Stay tuned to Madani Channel. Keep watching Madani Channel. Stay attached to the Madani environment of Dawat Islami and try to implement whatever you have learned in the silsila, so that we too can become amongst the dhakireen and gain the forgiveness and the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jal give us the ability to act upon what has been said. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam.